Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, I'll explain what this is. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
There's a chance that on Christmas Eve, in the wee hours, Santa will have finished putting the presents under your tree and he'll slowly get up to make his way back up the chimney and then my bauble's going to hit him on the head. Merry Christmas. Stop licking that, Rudolph. And if you'd like that to happen in your home, well, you're going to need to win one. That's the only way you can get your hands on our festive bauble. And to win one, well, we are playing, as promised, Stuck in the Middle with You. This is the very middle of a song that I am going to be playing in full just after seven on Absolute Classic Rock. Can you identify this band or artist? Well, the answer to that is yes, of course you can. But I'm going to play it a few more times. It's only fair. It's very early in the morning. One more time. Your names and your answers right now, please, to 8-12-15. That is 8-12-15. Who's this?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show in the run-up to our final show of 2024 on the 20th of December. We're giving you early birds the chance to win some exclusive merch for your Christmas tree. It is a giant, oversized, clear glass bauble with the show logo on it. And to win them, you have to play a series of different music-based games, and Wednesdays is Stuck in the Middle with You. And playing along this morning, we have Main Station Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Amanda, hello, Amanda. Welcome along to the show. So, a little while ago, we played you the very middle of a song. It sounded a lot like this. And your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to tell me, who is that?
It's Fleetwood Mac.
Let's see if you're right. Yes, Don't Stop, coming up in full after seven on Classic Rock. Well done, Amanda. So I suppose we've got to get down to bauble business. When are you putting your decorations up?
They're going up over the weekend.
Okay, nice. Are you going to be hanging my bauble on the left, the right, or is it going to be going straight down the middle?
Probably straight down the middle.
Okay, and who's going to be staring up at my bauble lit by the open fire this festive season? Who's in the household, Amanda? Who's going to get to enjoy it?
My husband and the cat.
Oh, and what are their names?
Paul and Shadow.
Which way round is it? Are you married to Shadow? No, okay, Paul's the husband, Shadow's
Shadow
the cat.
Shadow named after the famous gladiator.
That's right.
Well, of course. Yeah. I look forward to having Shadow the cat playfully knocking my bauble from side to side between his paws whilst Paul watches. Amanda, have a great day ahead. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you.
Cheers, Amanda. So that's how it's done. There's one more chance this week for you to win a bauble. And guess what? It's coming up tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We are in so much trouble. Leona doesn't know yet because either she hasn't woken up or she's doing stuff around the house. Obviously, she's back on the main station at 10 a.m. So as she kind of goes into her day, we know she will be checking the comings and goings on social media. Mm. She will be listening to the breakfast show. And we've just had a little bit of fun. It's just some light-hearted fun.
Nice, yeah. We've poked the hornet's nest and it's quite worrying what reaction when she comes back in later.
Yeah, when she gets in at about 9:30, we're going to have to barricade the studio doors to protect ourselves.
But in many ways, she brought it upon herself, I think.
Well, that's true. So we've not used any surreptitiously filmed studio footage or anything. So to set the tone, Leona posted the most amazing video on her social media channels, and it was her, I believe they call it headbanging.
Yeah, I think it is. It's
is
old
it still
school
called headbanging?
That's what the metalers call it, yeah.
Headbanging along, like a pro, may I add. Yes, the headbang is very impressive.
The real deal.
To Linkin Park, The Emptiness Machine, which I am going to play for you next on the main station, and which was my song of the year until Sam Fender released People Watching. So it's a great song, and Leona loves headbanging along to it. Yeah. She put it on her stories first, then she committed to the grid.
Yeah.
So we see this as fair game.
This could be more public domain.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like that picture of me on the grid when I've gone into the cryo chamber. I don't like that picture, but I've committed it to the grid, so you know, I'm free. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, yeah.
So Matt, you have got the audio.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it's quite a visual thing, but you can hear the sound of her headbanging in the Absolute Radio studio, and you can also hear her sort of muttering along with the lyrics of the song.
Well, let's call it singing, shall we? Just to spare some of her wishes.
Well, have a listen. It's manic.
I only wanted to be part of something. I only wanted to be part of.
You can pretty much picture it.
That's more than muttering.
Yeah. And almost harmonising is not a compliment either, by the way. Look, this is where real music matters. Leona's a DJ. She's passionate about the music. We get that. Yeah. But we can't let something like that slide. Someone can't post that and then you just go, oh, that's cool, and then you move on with your life.
He can't sleep.
What you've got to do is put other songs over the top of the headbanging visuals. Like, for example, Steps, Tragedy, or Take That's Greatest Day, or the Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune. They were the top three that came to mind. And so that's what we've done. And it is as great as it sounds. You can see the results for yourselves. They're on the Absolute Radio stories right now on our socials. They're also on my socials, Dave_Berry_Insta. Give us a little follow. You can see it there. It's in chronological order of how funny we thought it was getting. And it's on Matt's socials as well. Basically, we're trying to get this as many places as we can. But here's the thing, which I love about modern day Instagram, is the final one, which is the Take That one, has an added little button. Doesn't it, man? What does that button do?
You can put your requests in, what you would like to see Leona headbang into.
And isn't it lovely?
There's already quite a few come in. EastEnders theme tune, says Josh. You Sing Bolt has gone for Barbie Girl or Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, yes.
That was a great shout, that. Whistler Bear's gone for Leona's version of the Neighbours theme tune, which was my original idea for this as well, but I think that's going too far.
We started with that and we worked into Steps Tragedy. Anyway, as I say, you can see Leona, the Queen of Rock, Graham, headbanging to the Thomas the Tank Engine theme tune on the Absolute Radio socials, Matt's socials, and on my Instagram. I urge you to go check it out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Leona, the Queen of Rock, Graham, has seen and heard what we're up to. She's headbanging along to Linkin Park. That was the original video, but now she's headbanging along to Take That and Tragedy by Steps. Also Thomas the Tank Engine.
Original theme,
We are now taking your requests for what music we can lay over the video. We have a team of people who can do that for us, and why not use all their expertise? 5 years at Media College, and this is what you've got me doing, Dave. Anyway, they're helping us out with this. But Leona has seen it, and, you know, she's upset.
What was her response?
She's called us all rotters. She's called us you rotters. But she's on to us. But it's on the socials, the Absolute Radio socials, my Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta. It's also on Matt. You can make a request on there. It's on the fourth story along.
Can we make a
request? Go check it. Yeah, you can make a request. Although, Anna, I've looked at the WhatsApp group. Because Leona messaged Anna first, saying, what's going on? Am I being mentioned? And you said, nothing to do with me. I can't believe it. You did. You went, oh, it's just a bit of fun. Check out the socials. P.S. Nothing to do with me.
I did distance myself from it, but since she's seen it and she's laughed, then I feel like I'll make her. What about
your catchphrase? Here it is.
It's just banter, isn't it?
No need for this.
Exactly.
No need for it. Nothing to do with me. Right, let's move on, shall we?
$5,000 Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time for a round of five words, $5,000. And playing this morning, we have Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hello, good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Tom, welcome along to the show. Tom listens to the main station. Once scored 5 out of 5 whilst playing along. So obviously, whenever that happens, I like to know the devil is in the detail. What was the techers, you know? But you're playing in a slightly unusual way when you're on your own, Tom. Tell everyone your rules.
Yeah, so I tend to go for more of a multiple choice. So I'll say the first word that comes into my head, and then probably the second, sometimes the third as well. And I'll take any one of those.
Yeah. So it's 15 words, 5 grand. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's no money as well if you're playing along. So it's 15 words, 0 grand. Yeah. So that's the game where we're playing right now. Well, listen, Tom, you are playing for real. It's time to spin the random play generator and see who your partner in crime is going to be.
Player
here we go.
Generator.
Okay.
Matt Dyson. Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Right. It's Anna. It's nothing to do with me, Geary, in play. Time to leave the studio, please,
good
Anna.
Luck.
Okay, here's your walkout music.
God bless the puddle.
So, Tom, I know you're aware of what's about to happen. But for those just joining us, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Anna Geary is most likely to give, because shortly I'll give Anna the same 5 words. And if she says the exact same thing as you, well, you can have £5,000, which will be lovely. You've got one shot at it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Perfect.
Left.
Right.
Lovely. Have you got a second and third one for that? Left over.
Ring. R-I-N-G. Ring.
Finger.
Nice.
Energy.
Drink.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Thought.
Process.
Yes. Oof.
And finally, gym. G-Y-M. Gym.
Jim. Wait.
Okay, Tom. We have your 5 words. Stay right there. Anna is in play.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Even though I know she's up, I texted Leona, Queen of Rock Graham, at 7:33 a.m. with I Heart You, using the purple heart, which is what I use because it's the corporate, the brand colours here.
It's a little too late, Dave. You've done it now.
She's not replied.
Oh,
she
really?
Has not.
Oh, she's replied
Frosty.
To me.
She's up.
Oh, no, this isn't going well.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
I keep refreshing my phone like I'm waiting for a potential date to get back to me. Hello? No,
you're ghosted.
Have I got full signal? Oh, yeah, I have. Okay, Wi-Fi, yeah. No, that's all
you shouldn't
fully
have been
connected.
Such a rotter, Dave.
Shouldn't have been such a rotter. Right, Tom, it is time to get down to business and try and win you £5,000 on 5 words, 5 grand. It's pretty evident. Anna is back in the studio, so we're all good to go here. You ready?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, good luck, Anna.
Thank you.
Left.
Right.
Yeah.
See.
Ring. Pull.
Oh, that's good. There's a lot of options for ring.
Ring finger we had from Tom.
Oh, that is what I would have said second.
Sorry, Tom. Would you have said that second? Was that one of your other 15 words?
Yeah.
Ring, pull, yeah. Okay, let's do the remaining words, shall we, just to see where we're at for the stats. What have you got for energy? I'm interested in this one.
Oh, energy. Energy. Good. Good energy.
What?
Energy good. Energy good.
No offence, that's one of your all-time worst answers.
Yeah, that's really bad. That's really bad. I know. I'm sorry.
Yoda doing yoga.
Energy good.
Yoda yoga.
Talk downward.
Oh, so, hello, Dragon's Den, it's me again. Yeah, it's Yoda yoga.
Energy good.
No. Energy drink or energy provider, bill. I mean, they would have been the
any
other 15 words.
Would have been much better.
Energy good.
Thought.
Process.
Yeah. That's correct.
Wow, lovely.
So that's two. And gym. GYM, of course, gym.
Membership.
No, we had weight. So that means we end on 2 out of 5 on 5 words, 5 grand. Tom, thank you ever so much for tuning in on the main station.
No
and we'll
problem.
Speak to you again soon, man. Take care. Enjoy the rest
thank
of your
you.
Week.
Thank you.
So this means we're going to be playing 5 words, 5 grand again tomorrow morning on The Breakfast Show, should you be around and able to play live on air at 7:30 a.m. Just simply text your name right now to 81215. That is 81215. Just check my phone quickly. No.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your cool badge day here on The Breakfast Show. So basically, for all you newcomers, if you have, and you probably have, for we all have, said or done or behaved in an uncool way, well, I have a thirst for those details. And the number is 81215. And joining us right now, a brave soul. It's Emma. Good morning, Emma.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello. Emma, welcome to the show. So when you messaged in, the bit of your correspondence that leapt out at me was, I am a little bit geeky about bins and bin lorries. So yeah. This is real cool badge territory. Bins have been a constant. They're almost the cool badge low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we haven't picked any bin fruit in
a while.
So, Emma, this is about your job, though, isn't it? This isn't just a passing interest. Bins and bin lorries aren't a hobby. They're your life. Tell us more about that.
They are. They've been my life for 20 years. I work in the waste management industry, so we're all a little bit geeky when it comes to bins, bin lorries, things like that, yeah. Sorry.
So, I mean, no, don't apologise. It's a thing of beauty. So over 2 decades, Emma, you thought you'd probably seen it all and heard it all when it comes to the humble bin lorry. But then, recently, whilst doing some research for a project, you're on a website of a wheelie bin manufacturer and your life changed forever. What happened that fateful day, Emma?
I was in the office doing my research and then suddenly up popped on this website a twin stream wheelie bin.
Oh, my goodness me. Firstly, yes, and B, what is that? What's a twin stream... What is it? A twin?
Twin stream wheelie bin. It's basically a wheelie bin that's cut in half. So one side you can perhaps put plastic cans and things, and the other side you could perhaps put paper.
Oh, like a Müller corner.
Like a giant Müller corner.
Yeah. Like a giant Müller corner, yeah. And that to me was just like, it was a wonder of technology, of binness, and I exclaimed to my manager, oh my god, you can get twin stream wheelie bins. And at that point, you know, when you get the tumbleweed moment, as if to say, you really do need to get out more.
No, I mean, it's amazing. Emma, I know your work colleagues reacted poorly to this, but I know I speak on behalf of everybody of the nation when I say we are thrilled. So thank you very much indeed for giving us the badge.
That's okay, anytime.
Have a lovely day ahead.
Cheers,
guys. Cheers, Em. Speak to you soon. Keep them coming.
Bye.
8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is your cool badge day here on The Breakfast Show. And joining us right now, we have Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. So, Sarah, you messaged in on Cool Badge Day because you work in a college and you walked into work yesterday. And tell everybody what you saw with your actual eyes.
Well, after half a term of hardly any photocopiers working, I walked in and I saw 3 photocopiers, all wrapped up, all ready for us, and I just exclaimed, yes, they're here! It's the best day ever!
Wow! Best day ever is what Sarah shouted over her work colleagues because there were not one, not two, but 3 brand
and
new photocopies.
They were all wrapped up in Christmas wrapping, were they? Like Santa's bin.
With the lickable KFC.
Yeah, it was really delicious.
So, have you unwrapped those bad boys? Have you got all the packaging off them?
Oh, that's somebody else's job.
Okay, I just thought you might be desperate to dive in, you know, like a kid at Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're clearly going to work now. When you get in, do you think they'll be unwrapped? Do you think you'll be able to... Will you stroke one of them, do you think? Will you go that far?
Funnily enough, yesterday on the floor where my art studio is, there was one of the new ones, but it's not ready for use yet. And I did walk past it and just give, like, a little smile of glee.
So are you telling me you're flirting with the photocopier at your place of work?
I wouldn't go that far. are, but we are pretty excited about them.
Well, that is evident, and I'm so pleased for you. I mean, it's really uncool, but I am so pleased for you all. Sarah, thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you again soon.
Thank you.
Cheers, Sarah. Keep them coming. That number, 81215, or you can leave us a voice note, 0330 123 1215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're just joining us, around 10 past 7 this morning, we revealed that after Leona Graham, the Queen of Rock, here on the main station at 10 a.m. straight after us, after she posted a video of herself headbanging to Linkin Park's new one in the studio, we kind of did what they used to call a remix on it.
Yeah.
So we've added other songs underneath the effortless headbanging of Leona. And you guys have been making your suggestions. You can see some of the hilarity, and they are very, very funny.
Cotton Eye Joe's works very,
very good. On the Absolute Radio socials, on my Instagram, give us a little follow. It's also on Matt's. But ahead of this, because I just thought it'd be the polite thing to do, at 7:33 a.m., I messaged Leona. I texted her, like the old days, just saying I love you. She hasn't replied.
Still
1 hour. One.
Blown it.
She's fuming. I don't know what to do. Shall we lock the doors? Shall we get in here soon? I don't know what to do. So anyway, that's what's going on. But check out the videos. They're very good. The other thing that's been happening is you handed in the cool badge. And Becky, well done on being so brave. She says, hi, Dave and the team, handing in my cool badge. When asked what I wanted for Christmas from Santa, I said slippers. In itself, not too bad. But I followed it up with, like, proper old lady felt ones. None of those nice fluffy boots. That's what Becky wants for Christmas from Santa.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
When it comes to cool badge, thanks to you guys out there, we've kind of stumbled across a kind of whole section dedicated to television. Hi, Dave and the team. It's Sharon from Scunthorpe here. I would like to hand in my cool badge, please. Last night I was watching something on TV and I was getting a bit tired, so I said to my partner, I'm going to tape this. At which point he just fell about laughing, saying, what do you mean? What do you mean? Do you mean record it? You mean record it, don't you? And that's from Sharon. I mean, you don't even record things anymore. Just stream it the next day, bruv.
It's on demand.
Yeah, it's just on demand, isn't it?
That's so cool. Yeah.
Cool badge, Dave. I now choose to watch Flog It instead of The Chase or Pointless at 5 p.m. It is a no-brainer for me, and that is from Scott, who is aged 28.
Wow.
28 years. Old. Live your best life, Scott. Matt Dyson, I know that you've got your own daytime cool badge moment.
Well,
I said this is very cool badge.
I think it might be, but this is before Chase or Pointless or Flog It at 5. It's it's Tipping Point with Ben Shepherd. I've been a massive
lovely
fan
Ben
for Shepherd. Years. Yeah. And it's the celebrity version, which I'm not as keen on because I prefer it when it's real people and there's real peril for them. They need to win the money, you know. Where the celebrities are
it's all or nothing.
I need this. I can live without the celebrity version.
You know, I need this Adventure Weekend for Two in Dorset. I need it.
Like, Squid Games was like a rom-com to Matt. Yeah. He absolutely loved it.
So I flicked over. Me and Ted were sat. He was watching some awful video on YouTube. I said, let's watch some normal telly for a while.
Let's watch some normal telly for a while.
Let's tape some normal telly.
Okay.
And then my favourite daytime TV show was my childhood hero, Stuart Pearce. Happened to be one of the celebrities on Lucky Stars. And he made the final. This is when I tuned in. And fans of the show will know how exciting he can get in the final. And he took the trade. He gambled it all. He gambled 20 grand on the last three drops. Don't laugh at me. And it went right down to the last two drops.
Wow.
And he won it. And he celebrated like he just won a penalty shootout. It was amazing. We were both off the sofa.
What was it like that iconic when he scored the penalty for England after the miss?
Pumping and everything. Yeah, it was like he used to as a player. It was amazing. He won 20 grand for hearing dogs for deaf people.
Oh,
and it was a beautiful moment.
What amazing television.
Demons, because he did really badly on Celebrity Bullseye in 1990, didn't he?
Yes, exactly. He's put that to bed.
Yeah,
finally.
He had to wear that bag on his head for ages on TV.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. If you're just joining us here on The Breakfast Show, well, it is your cool badge day, an opportunity for you to be really rather brave and step up and say, you know what? I am a normal person. If you cut me, I bleed uncool. And I want to tell the nation about it via Dave and the team. And that's what you do at at 8 12 15, or of course now you can leave us a voice note 0330 123 1215. And if we look back at the last hour alone, we've had someone who is flirting with the new photocopier at her place of work, which is a college. We've heard from one listener who was actually wowed by the concept of a new two-tier bin. that's what we've been having. We've had a TV special. We've had 28-year-olds going for bargain hunt.
Yeah.
That's what we've got. And now, listen to this from Keith. Dave and the team, I drive a truck for a living. When I got home yesterday, whilst my wife and child were out, I played a truck driving simulator game on the PC.
Wow.
Oh, no.
What? He's obsessed.
It's incredible, isn't it? You know, I once knew of a guy who was into the flight simulators. And he loved them. He doesn't think it's uncool, and I like that. Of course yeah. It's not. He loves it. Mm. And he would do in real time, like London Heathrow to JFK Airport.
Wow.
Like 7 hours, he'd just sit in a room.
No, just get on it, crash into the O2 just to see what it looks like, and then move on.
That's all you need to do.
But he would get, and it, like his partner would bring him snacks, you know, when he was over
the
Atlantic.
What's on the door? Yeah. What's on the door?
Peanuts. Yeah. And a hot lemon towel.
I mean, wow. Keith, it's uncool, but, you know, you're not alone, my friend. You are not alone.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Thursday morning. Thank you ever so much for joining us here on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And just in the nick of time as well, because Matt Dyson has the social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's going on out there?
We have a new take on Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine, Dave.
Okay.
Very different to the original. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's a very polite British version.
Oh, I see.
Of the classic song. And obviously the lyrics have changed slightly. They're a bit more family friendly. Here you see.
Pardon me, I'd rather not do that. Excuse me, I'd rather not do that. Pardon me, I'd rather not do that. Excuse me, I'd rather not do that. Excuse me, I'd rather not do that. Pardon me, I'd rather not do that.
Very polite.
Oh, you nasty gentleman.
Good work.
Yes.
If only they'd done that version on the BBC all those years ago. I'll share it on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That is it. The show has come to an end. It is time once again to thank you for tuning in and to thank you for joining in if you did. You can listen back to the whole thing in the free Rayo app, or the latest edition of our daily podcast will shortly be available from wherever you get your pods. Matt, what are you thinking for a
What's
title?
What's the options, Dave?
You rotters. Yoda Yoga. Energy good. It's an awful impression of Yoda, isn't it? Bin Geeks, and oh my God, you can get twin stream wheelie bins?
Well, I think I do, much as I'm a fan of you rotters, Leona Graham on the way to react to those videos, I think it has to be, you create, it was like a yoga instructional video by Yoda on the back of Anagiri's five words, five grand response.
I don't know if it's a video.
Response.
I don't know if it's a video. Maybe it's a live event. People can go along. I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But Yoda Yoga, energy good, is the name of the daily podcast. Right, up next, well, across all nine of our playlists, we continue the no-repeat guarantee, and you'll be given the details you need to be in the draw for our Christmas cash countdown, which this Friday is going to give somebody £500,000. As for us, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.